Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soul, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Well, that brings us to the conclusion of our show. It's been great everybody showed up. We've had a wonderful time here on Bob's House of Vinaigrettes. And we'd like to thank everybody for taking their time and making a pleasant salad. And what the hell is that all about? Jazzy, are you with me?
Salad?
I don't know what salad is. What is the hell is salad?
It's a healthy thing.
Isn't that what food eats? I think that's what food eats. Maybe. Yeah. Salad is what food eats. Food eats salad. I don't eat salad. I eat food.
But I eat salad.
Precisely. Human.
But I'm not food.
Human.
Nope. I'm not food.
You are human. We're going to talk about human. Screw it. That's it. At today's show, I'm going to random. I am so tired
today.
Don't
we always random?
No. We're going to random.
So we're going to random our random?
Yes. We're going to start with arugula. I can't stand fruits and vegetables.
What is arugula?
I have no idea, but I heard it in a movie once, and it's some kind of weird-ass vegetable thing that I think it's an Italian food group thing. The movie was something to do with the guy was in witness protection. He was an Italian mobster. They kind of put him in suburbia. He goes into a grocery store and asks, "You got arugula?" And they said, "What the heck is arugula?" It's a vegetable. And then he goes on to a big rant about it. It's like, I don't know.
Isn't arugula the green stuff that they put on plates to make things look pretty, apparently?
No, that's parsley.
Parsley's a herb.
Herb, man! Hey, don't be spreading the herb. The herb, she goes all over the place. And then she's all irie. And that's my bad attempt at... Oh my goodness, look at that. That's a neat little picture. Yes, so, you should be happy with me. At 2 in the morning, I awakened to the noise of a drip, 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 drip. And I thought, holy sheep stuff, the damn roof is leaking again. I was like, it can't be leaking, it's clear skies, it's a beautiful night out. There's like nothing, what the hell? I wake up, think about it for a second, I'm listening. Look at the ceiling, it's not leaking. What the hell? Drip, 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 drip. Drip, 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 drip. So screw this shit. Go around, looking stuff, listening. Go into the closet area. Because the drip, I've mentioned it before, the dripping, the leaking through the roof was the other day. Last week. So there's this one section. I still left the pots out in case it rains again. And if it does and it leaks again, they're going to go into the pots. And it's like, okay, that's not too inconvenient. I can leave that stuff there. So what it is a little field mouse somehow got into my place and got stuck in one of the little pots. And the drip, 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 drip was every time he was jumping up trying to get out and landing back in the pot. He couldn't get out.
Nice.
So this is now apparently going to be my method for getting rid of mice. Is just leave a pot, leave something in it, he gets in. It's like, he's stuck, he can't get out. Ha ha. Little freaks, little can't jump that high. Ha ha. So what did I do with him?
Put him in a bigger pot?
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. Think logically here, young lady. What would I do with a little, cute little fuzzy furry mouse thing?
Set it free in a field.
No! Toss it in the air, get a bat, bang!
You did not!
You're right, I did not.
Okay.
But that's what I would do. No, I wouldn't. I don't do that. I did set it free in the field. See, yeah. I'm totally getting some good karma out of that. But the bastards through the rest of the whole day today kind of screwed me up on everything else. So, now, that is one of the reasons why we're on Random Rant Day today. I am in the mode to start saying, talking about, hey, when am I starting the apocalypse? It's gonna be soon, yo. That's what I'm thinking. But did you notice the new... Ooh, mouse cookies. Yeah, I could do that. Did you notice the new design layover of the TMV cafe place?
I did.
I like the new look.
I do, too.
Because the image in the middle with all the texty text was always distracting me because sometimes I couldn't read what it was saying. It's like, what the hell is it saying? I don't know. But now with the solid gray, I like that. And I can see that there is an image in the back underneath. And that's cool. So it's good that it has image and gray and the black and the textures and all that information there. This looks good. I like it. I'm saying positive things now because I'm just rambling. Hey, you know what movie I want to watch soon? I want to watch Wolverine.
Really?
Yes.
You haven't seen that one yet?
The new one. It's not out yet.
Oh, the new one. Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet either.
Of course I haven't seen it yet. It's not out yet.
When does it come out?
Late July, I think.
Really?
Yeah. However, I did see two movies this weekend, like I generally do every weekend.
What'd you see?
I saw... Jack should watch and enjoy this one. A movie called Alpha Earth. It's called A.E. Alpha Earth. All right? Have you
and
heard
of... And what's it about?
Have you heard
I've
of the
I've never heard of it.
What? Doh.
Never heard of it.
It's okay, neither had I. Do you know who Paul, Adrian Paul is? Come on, chat room. I want to see it. But they know who.
I don't think I do.
I would be surprised if you did. Because I know you're not a Highlander fan.
Highlander?
Highlander.
I used to watch that when I was a kid.
The TV show, not the movies.
I used to watch the TV show with my dad when I was a kid.
Really? Adrian Paul was the main guy. He was the Highlander in the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Then I do know him.
Then you do know him. And look, he's become a terrible actor.
Really?
Yes.
Aww.
Well, I should say plain, boring, and rather pedantic. Oh, wait. That was a little mean. Okay. put it this way. I wasn't that impressed with the movie.
Okay.
But have you heard of the movie After Earth? With Will Smith and his little young feller. Jaden, or whatever his name is, I don't know. It's not out yet, but it's coming out. It's a sci-fi flick, far future, blah, 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 survival on a planet trying to kill everybody, blah, blah, blah. Yes? No? It's all the commercials. They got it plastered all over the place.
Dude, I don't watch TV!
Dude, it's in like, okay, fine, be that way. I can't argue that one because I don't watch TV either. Oh, yes, and Jack is commenting on my... He became bad as an actor? No. He was kind of overacty actor. But, so Alpha Earth is essentially a... Oh my god, the aliens are destroying the world. We have to escape. Pile everybody into spaceships. Let's blast off and get away. Okay. Meh, premise, that could work. Okay, sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that could work. There were no beheadings. Spaceship launches off. They're flying. And it's like, hey, they're crash landing. Why are they crash landing? Who the hell knows why they're crash landing? So they crash land. And then they find the aliens. And then they have all sorts of goofy little adventures. Like, oh, okay, where do we... And then... I don't know. Should I give the spoiler alert on this? Because I don't think anybody's going to watch it. Not in our team. Okay. We need to take a poll here. Should I tell all of the spoilers? Should I tell this movie how bad it is?
Because EW says do it.
EW says do it. I will say right off the bat that it is a combination of... I think they were trying to go for Planet of the Apes meets Stargate Atlantis. Star Trek Next Generation. And a little bit of Battle of the Planets. That's what I think they were doing. Oh, Wolfie says, no, Wolfie, you're never going to watch this movie.
She might. You never
know. She's never even going to watch this movie.
How do you know?
I know what kind of movies Wolfie watches. She doesn't watch... See, okay, you know how there are grades of movies, sci-fi and horror? There are some that are, look, it's a great big-budget movie. Look, it's a B movie. Look, it's a Z movie. This is one of those Z sci-fi movies. This is one of those attempts at sci-fi, and I don't know if it was a Sci-Fi Channel movie or not, but it's one of these attempts at, say, somebody likes Sci-Fi Channel doing, oh, look, it's our version of this movie, and we're out before they are, ha 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 ha, kind of thing. I hate some of those movies. Did you ever see the movie or hear of the movie Battle of Los Angeles?
No.
Okay, because at the same time, the Sci-Fi Channel put out a movie called Battle for L.A. Same freaking storyline, essentially. Oh, they changed up the aliens. Oh, they changed up some of it. Oh, they changed up little bits and pieces here. But the same freaking concept. But they were out a week before the other one. Freaking goofs. Mm-hmm. So, Alpha Earth, meh, fun to watch. If I really wanted to, I could poke so many holes into the science through this entire freaking movie, it just would not be funny. Because they had an android. Oh, wait. Like Star Trek. They had warp cores. Oh, like fusion batteries. Oh, like Star Trek. They so tried to be so many different little things to wrap up into this little movie. And the basic, oh, hey, gotcha moment was like, oh, hey, figured that one out an hour ago. Wait, who's got the ferrets? Huh? Oh, apparently Wolfie watches a lot of movies I wouldn't believe. Okay, Wolfie, I'm going to put you on the spot here and dare you now to say a movie that A, I wouldn't believe, and B, that fits into the kind of things that I tend to like, because I'm thinking you don't watch a lot of the movies that I tend to be liking, and why am I fading into that weird accent again? Jazzy, stop it. Stop it, I said. Are you still there?
But I just wanted to hit a button.
Okay, hit the green button. Get rid of the lettuce.
I wanted to hit the purple button.
Okay, purple's fine. I don't mind purple. Ooh, wait, is it that deep magenta color purple that's like really dark and looks almost like black and it's violet and it's like really cool and it's because it's like it's shadowy kind of ooh?
Or
was it that cutesy, pukey, kind of reddish, kind of pinkish, almost kind of not quite, but kind of maybe purple? Wolfie watched a movie called Chainsaw. Okay. I don't know that movie. Hellraiser. Everybody watches Hellraiser. Hellraiser is tame. You know what? I dare you, Wolfie. I dare you. I triple zombie dare you to watch a movie called Hell Driver. Do it. Watch it. Should be able to watch it on Netflix. I believe it's available. Ooh, or Tokyo Gore Police. Any of those Japanese splatter movies. They will make your head turn the other way. Blood the Last Vampire is not that bad a movie. It's a fun movie. I liked... this is EW, by the way, in the chat room talking about that. I still have drawn the line on movies. And that is, Zombie Ass is definitely the one movie I probably will not go and watch.
Did you just say Zombie Ass?
I did, and I've mentioned this movie before.
Is that like a porno zombie movie or something?
Nope.
Really?
It is not a porno. It is not a... Oh, there's probably some scenes of sexual explicity, but it's a scat zombie movie. And if you know what the word scat is derivative for and of, you will know exactly why I draw the line on this movie. They're poop zombies.
Oh.
They bend over, poop out, and oh look, they shoot projectile poop that goes and hits people and goes and turns them into zombies.
Whoa, enough there.
If you watch the trailer alone is hilarious enough to watch. You don't need to watch the movie. They have all these scenes. Danger! Scene, danger! Scene, danger! And all these danger signs block out and censor the parts of that are actually, that's a big fat burling ball bowl of ew. So that's a yes. Matthew is correct. I have talked about this before. That is the line of Japanese, what the hell were they thinking about kind of movies that I just won't cross. The guinea pig thing? What? I don't know what Jack's talking about with the guinea pig. Maybe he's talking about some weird movie that I have talked about before. It's possible. There are so many gosh darn movies out there, it is unfreaking believable. Which leads me on to the second movie I watched this weekend. Can you guess? Can you guess? Ha 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 ha. Come on, give it a guess. Give it a guess. You won't guess it.
I don't know.
I'm giving you an attempt to guess it. Come on, chat room. Can you guess? Can you guess? Can you guess? Where's my car? Dude. They're making fun of me saying the word dude a lot. I feel so sad now.
Because you do say dude a lot.
Of course I say dude a lot. I grew up in a modern society and culture where we keep saying that a lot. The referential is all over the place. Vitamin Z. What? Uh-oh. That looked interesting. Somebody just posted something in Facebook. I may have to check that out. Dun, 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 dun. News breaking. EW's going with the movie. Okay, so seeing as how nobody seems to be appearing to get it, I saw Jack the Giant Slayer. No? No comment from Jazzy?
I don't know where that... I've never seen it.
What?
Never seen it.
It's your kind of movie. You should be watching it.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe. A
little bit of violence, a little bit of storyteller type stuff, a little bit of a love story, a little bit of fun. Bad guy gets his comeuppance in the right way. It's a fun movie. It's definitely a younger generation style. I think we would call that YA in some cases. But there's one scene where the thing grows up through the big giant thing, and the eye just pops right out of the guy's face and goes, flying across the screen. It's like, oh, that was just so cool. I thought it was cool. Visually, it's an interesting movie. It has giants and cutting things. And you know what the Jack and the Beanstalk story is, right? Jack gets the beans, throws it on the ground, and the giant beanstalk goes up.
Of course I know that story.
Okay. What you may not know is the actual original fairy tale story. Because the popularized version that everybody has seen and remembers and everything else has actually been modified from the original story. The movie goes back to the source material, and I think they did a good job of it. Wait a second, what? Oh, no. Jack. No. Sorry, I had to post that. Ding, 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 ding. Bum, 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 bum. You know what? I've been so busy today, I haven't even cracked open Comic Book Land today yet. Do you know what? That's how busy I've been today. Usually by now, I would have cracked open Comic Book Land. Hey, do I want to crack open Comic Book Land right now and see what kind of goodies are in the Comic Book Land?
Yeah, what kind of goodies did you get today?
Ooh, let's go look in Comic Book. I have to be careful I don't unplug something. Comic Book Land is all the way over here. Doot-de-doot-de-doot. Do you hear that? That's the sound of Comic Book Land knife cutting open. So this is going to be like live action radio where what the hell is that?
It's almost like Christmas time.
Every day for me is Christmas time. As my boss likes to say about receiving, it's like, I hate receiving. But for my stuff that I do, I like receiving. Receiving is fun because I get stuff. Let's see, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Crack it open the first box. Ooh, I like that one.
What is it?
The Fall of the House of Usher, second book. Richard Corbin's one of my favorite artists. He does this H.P. Lovecraft adaptation. It's like, oh, that's pretty good. Uh-oh, I got a polybagged version. Damn it! Damn it, Janet, I can't read that. It's sealed in a polybag. Polybag is like a plastic bag that is sealed. This is interesting. I don't know this book. Oh, Avengers. Yeah. Avengers, good. I'll read that. Follow the House of Usher. Yeah. Good stuff. What else is in here? Oh, Wolfie was talking about Hellraiser earlier. Guess what? There is a Hellraiser comic book series.
Oh?
Yes, it's actually very nice. Why did I? Interesting. I don't think I ordered those. Nope. Vampirella Strikes. Interesting.
Well, I didn't order it.
Well, I ordered two copies, I know, for Dude Face, but I didn't order four copies. Uncanny Avengers. Good, 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 good. This is the comic you're going to... This is actually, if you were to read any comic, Jazzy, this would probably be the one for you. Fanboys versus Zombies.
Uh-huh.
No, it's fun. It's, Uh-oh. I got a book that, I think Jack is going to like. Yep. Ja-na-na-na. Yep, ja-na-na. I think Jack... Actually, I have to finish pulling out the rest of the books because I want to see what else is in there. Hee-hee. Okay, so we got Evil Ernie as well. Evil Ernie is a comic series that I like. Guy has come back from hell. Well, actually, the evil spirit from hell has come back and reanimates him and gives him the power to do all kinds of destructive fun stuff. Neat. I like it. It's fun. Oh, look, he's swallowing a grenade. Yummy. But the book that I think Jack is going to like is by Max Brooks, The Extinction Parade. He is the author of the best-selling book World War Z, or Z, depending on which country you live in. Guess what it's about? It's about zombies! What a surprise. Mm-hmm. Yummy. I'm going to read that one. That was going to be fun. So that was Comic Book Land. Actually, that was just comics out of the Comic Book Land. I never really thought that I would ever broadcast my opening boxes on a live show and that this would be a component of it. Oh, well. Let's open the other box. How many boxes did we get, you say? We got three boxes today.
Three boxes?
Three boxes full. Three boxes full. See how they run. See how they run. Oh, look. Big Bang Theory, Amy and Sheldon vinyl pop figures. Yay. And the Batman pop vinyl figure. Ooh, Deadpool. And the Phoenix. Ooh, and Michonne. And the deluxe set. And Pet 1 and Pet 2. Star Trek Select. Jim Kirk, captain of the Star Trek Enterprise. Woohoo. Ooh. Star Wars Han Solo in Carbonite. Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay, Jazzy, I got the thing for you. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Zombie Survival Lunchbox.
Oh, I so need that.
Yes, you do. Now I have to find it. It's in the box here somewhere. Ooh! Ooh! Do you hear that squee?
I hear it.
Do you know what that squee is about?
What's it about? What'd you find?
Two things. One, anybody who's a zombie fan and knows Italian horror movies knows who Fulci is. And he made a movie called Zombie, which is one of the original old zombie movies. What? Jack is making fun of stuff again. But what I really was saying, ooh, squeal like a zombie about, was this DVD. DVD.
Can what kind guess? Of DVD?
It's called Grindhouse Galore. Guns, Babes, and Gore.
Oh.
I have not watched any of these movies before. They all sound bad.
They're a little frightening to me, you know.
Well, with names like this, Awesome Killer Audition, It's Murder Being a Star, that doesn't sound like it's going to be a good movie. Death Angel December, Vengeance Kill. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good movie either. Nacho Mountain. Yeah, well, with a description like this, Kiefer can eat a lot, but it's not until after getting fired from his job, finding his girl getting railed by a tyranny, and almost getting arrested for drug trafficking that Kiefer decides to start undergoing a food-eating competition. Sounds like a winner.
I mean, if that's what he wants to do after...
Yeah, no, it sounds like a bad movie.
Yeah, no.
But all of these movies sound like bad movies, so I'm going to probably enjoy that. Yep, I'm probably going to enjoy it. Yeah. Okay, well, that's enough comic book land. Comic book land sometimes is getting a little boring. I don't know what's going on sometimes. I think comic books are getting weird. Oh, wait. They've always been weird. I think there's just some of them are getting a little bit. So, today's comment that I'd like to throw out there for random, to be really random. Oh, by the way, you'll have to use a bucket.
A bucket?
Yes. This is what
Why
I was told today.
Why do I have to use a bucket?
This is what I was told today. I don't want to say what it's in relation to.
Okay.
It's just, really? What do you mean? There's three types of interpretations I could take on this. You'll have to use a bucket, what, to fill that, to fill this, or that's what I have to fill, is the bucket. What? You know what? I have something to say about that, and it rhymes with Nantucket. No? Come on, Jazzy, stay with me here. I'm on a roll. That even rhymed.
You are, so I'm letting you roll. Just roll with it.
I'm always rolling with it. Speaking of rolling, EW, do you feel like rolling a little piece of intermezzo-itch? Small, fuzzy little thing crawled into the room from the back of the something, 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 something. And they all died. The beginning.
No, not the fuzzy little things. They can't die.
Yes, they can. Have you never read some of my stories?
But I don't want them to.
Have you never read some of my stories? You haven't read any of my stories, have you?
But I want to save all the fuzzy little things.
No, hold on. You haven't read any of my stories, have you?
I don't read much.
You need to read one of my stories. You know what specifically one you need to read? Bad Mustard. Yes.
But I already know mustard is bad.
Well, yeah, I know that. That's why I'm sure you would enjoy that story. Because you could identify with the protagonist.
Hate mustard.
Because the protagonist kills the mustard. Kills the mustard. Kill, kill, kill. Kill the mustard. Kill the mustard. Kill, kill, kill. Yeah. Wait, why is Jack talking about Simon and Garfunkel-y? Aren't they? No, they are still alive. But you know who passed away today? James Gandolfini.
Who?
Did you ever see the show The Sopranos?
Nope.
Really? It was like on every TV show ever. Like, every channel played it. Like, come on. What is today?
Meh.
Today's the 19th of June, 2010, year of our Lord. Down, but a bit of room. Hey, stock markets are up. I don't really care. The stock markets are going to do their weird stuff no matter what you do.
Stock markets go up, they go down. They go to the left and to the right.
Come on.
They turn around in circles.
They what? Go into circles?
Yeah, they turn around in circles. You know that?
I'm thinking you're... Huh. Pokey dokies, huh?
That's... Pokey pokey. You've never heard of hokey pokey?
I have heard of the hokey pokey, yes.
Come on.
You stick your butt out and you shake it all about, okay. Yes. I have heard of the damn song. It's
yeah.
So... It's just one of those tunes that when you get it stuck in your head, you have to shoot yourself. Bullet right between the eyes, into the third eye, and drill out the possible permutations of such a perambulatory tune. Sorry, I have Rage Beast today as well. Yes. This morning consisted of a fair bit of Rage Beast.
Okay, are we done?
No, not by far. We still have 25 minutes to go. Okay.
I meant, are we done raging about the Hokey Pokey?
No, we're going to rage about the Hokey Pokey more. Because it's one of those goofy little random songs. It's like, who made this stuff? You know what he did? He designed this particular song because it was catchy. So that it would sell. And wait, that's what the whole thing about music is, isn't it? Okay, that's fine then. That's fine then.
What about the chicken dance?
Okay, no. I think you're smoking a little bit too much there. Just a little bit too much of the smoke in there. I think you need to scale back on the herb, man. Not to be confused with Tom Herbman.
Can we have a hyper jazzy?
Sure. Give me some hyper jazzy.
Hey, can't we have a hyper jazzy?
Absolutely. Okay. Hyper jazzy yourself.
I am giving
you
hyper jazzy.
You're giving me hyper jazzy?
Not like Hokey Pokey.
Come on, give me some hyper jazzy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to dance. I want to do the hokey pokey. Turn all about and shake my butt.
Go for it. Do it. Do it now. Do you want me to sing to this? I will sing. You will not like it.
Burst your bubble.
Feel free to never do that again.
That really doesn't do the chicken dance.
Jack doesn't like the fact that you might have done the chicken dance. Jack doesn't like that. I don't know why.
What?
What's wrong with Jack? Something wrong with Jack. Oh, I don't want to hear the song. No, I don't want to hear the song. I can't have that in the playback thing. Because I can't edit it out. Yo! But wait. What? Jazzy's too old, apparently.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Wolfie just said that.
No, Wolfie's pointing at herself and saying too old.
Okay, why is Wolfie too old? She's younger than I am.
She doesn't want to get off and dance around, I think.
Well, that's fine. I don't want everybody to dance around. You were the one that wanted to shake your hokey pokey about and, like, play with the the chicken and then find like maybe a bone and then like stick it in the gullet of like say that bad person over there who was trying to like kill the kid and take his candy apple, and then when before that the mouse got into the esophagus of the dead kid and started ripping apart the little gutty bits, and then after that they combined with the DNA of the alien parasite and then they created a killer robot bulldozer that just went around the city and clawed through the town and then destroyed everything.
Where did you get killer robot from?
Where did I get any of that from? Why did you glom on the fact of the killer robot, not the mouse that tried to get into the guy's esophagus and like ate bit of little flitty parts? Sure, you glommed on the killer robot, but you didn't glom on any of the rest of it.
Not hear anything about a cute little itty bitty soft fuzzy fluffy mouse. Okay?
You know they're evil, right?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're totally evil. They are lulling you people into a false sense of security, saying, "Oh, look at the cute little fuzzy thing. That cute little fuzzy thing can't hurt nobody. Oh, look at that. Look at that." And then they all band together and join in to form a super fuzzy thing. It's like, holy sheep stuff. Look what they just did. They've created a giant fuzzy little sheepy thing, and they ate everybody. Haven't you? You should watch the movie Critters. There you go. That's a movie for you.
I am so not watching that.
It's got little furry fuzzy guys. They're round. They roll around all over the ground. And then they have these huge mouths. What is the plural for mouth?
Mice.
There is no plural for mouth.
Meath.
Mouth. Mice. Your face. Mouth. Not mice and mouse. Face.
Oh,
mouth.
Mouth.
Mouths. Mouths.
Mouths.
Mouth. Oh, no, wait. There is the plural for that. Mouths.
So that's what I just said.
Yes, I know. I was agreeing with you.
Okay. As long as we're agreeing on this.
Yes. Critters was a dark comedy. It was fun. Giant teeth, and they have, like, they spin down, and they roll around, and then they shoot poison darts out of their back, and then they get bigger as the more they eat. Yeah.
Not watching it. You cannot make me.
Yes, I can.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
How are you going to make me?
How am I going to make you?
Yeah, how are you going to make me?
Chickens? Yeez! Go make her watch the movie. Okay!
I'll just play the chicken dance for them and they'll start dancing. Flapping their wings and dancing.
I'm glad you said wings. Because something else there was the first thing that came to mind. And
what
that's just in the wrong show.
What else would they flap their chickens? They're going to flap their head? I think we've completely lost this show.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm need a cookie. I do. I had cookies. Do you know what I had today? I had terrible pizza. I'm not going back there ever again to have that pizza.
Then don't go back there.
I'm not going to. That's kind of like what I just said. I'm not going to. Aren't you paying attention to me, young lady? I am not going back there again. Ever. Well, maybe tomorrow.
So don't do it.
I'm not going to.
Good.
Yes. You should watch it.
No, Jack.
Jack agrees. Wolfie no, Jack. Agrees, too. And you know what? Matthew does, too. Everybody in the chat room agrees. You should watch Critters.
No. No.
Yes. Yes.
Well, disagreeing with Jack's earlier statement on saying you are strange beyond words, zombie. Not that I should watch it. She's
you should
agreeing
watch it.
That you're strange
no, no,
beyond
no.
words.
He says zombie is correct. You should watch it. I didn't try to eat nobody.
He said probably not. Watch.
No, that's not real. It's illusory. It's illusory.
Nope, not gonna watch it.
You should. I dare you. I quadruple zombie dare you. Come on, you can't pass up
that
a quadruple
mean
zombie
anything.
Dare. Huh?
Zombie dares don't mean anything.
Have you ever been dared by a zombie?
Yes.
You're being dared right now by a zombie.
I have been dared by a zombie before.
Uh-huh. And how did that turn out?
I stabbed him through the brain.
You did?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
You sure you didn't slip him a cookie and then run away?
Okay, maybe I slipped him a cookie and ran away.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't remember any of it anymore. It's okay.
Right.
You know, I don't do zombies. No.
Zombies
I don't
have,
do zombies. Nope.
Zombies have long memories.
No, they don't.
They're usually lying on the ground over there, but they have long memories.
Well, this zombie did not have a long memory then.
No, he did. It just doesn't necessarily mean it was still with him.
Wolfie, I don't want to watch Critters because I want to believe that all furry little creatures out there are cute and fluffy and nice, and they just want to be my friend.
Have you not seen a Wolverine? Or badger?
I have.
Or badger?
I have, and they're very cute.
Or a boar. Boar. Yeah, check out boars.
I like pigs and boars.
No, a boar.
Yeah, I like them.
They're tasty, I agree, but they're violent and vicious and nasty and ornery. I like that word, ornery.
That's why you don't piss one of them off.
Who said I'm going to piss one off? If I'm going to do anything, I'm going to take a big steak and go, stunk! Pick them up, put
them
on the fire. No, it will kill them.
A bunch of them will attack you.
It will kill. They don't. They're not pack animals. They don't work like that.
How do you know?
Because I read things. Lots of things. Which you apparently don't read nothing.
Nope, I don't read.
By the way, I'm gonna reiterate something about reading. Reading is good for you. And guess what? I have a story in a book that just came out. I think it's actually out. It is out now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those other little fun places. And my story in that is called Head Games. And you know what? Do you know who Sigmund Freud is?
I've heard of him.
Okay, so he's like a psychologist guy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so one of his things in my story in this book is he has kind of got wood. And he's talking to a guy who has a spear.
And the guy stabs him with a spear.
No, the spear wants the guy to stab him with the spear, though.
Huh?
But the guy says, oh, no,
so
I can't
confused.
Do that. That would be just so wrong. That's why you gotta read the story. And just so you know, Jack has a story in that same book. And so does Hellion.
And what is Jack's story about?
I don't know. I haven't read Jack's story yet.
How dare you? You're sitting here yelling at people to read.
I haven't
really
gotten
yelling.
The book yet. I can't read. It just came out this week.
Well,
cheese? I want some cheese.
Just be like, yo, Jack, we're friends, right? Let me read your story.
He would let me. He would totally let me. I know this.
I'm sure he would.
Yes. But, you see, I want to wait until I can get the actual book. And, yes, Matthew, there are some stories about Nietzsche. Nietzsche is a character used by, I can't remember who, Jack might be able to share you off the top of the head, but I think it's one of Janet's characters. Janet Morris and Christopher Morris are the anthology editors slash origin creators of the series. Heroes in Hell, and the book I'm talking about right now, is called Dreamers in Hell. Good luck, Jack. Try and explain your story. Ha ha! See, I read a synopsis of it a long time ago, and it's like, okay. Jack's going to try and explain it. Wait a sec. I thought EW already has a book called The Mortal Vampire. What? Wolfie's trying to make fun of somebody or something. Oh, she wants book two. Okay.
I want the book that has nothing to do with the mortal vampire that EW is writing.
What? Is it like...
Hint, wink, wink.
Is it the Grindhouse... Oh, wait, I'm going to go with this story idea. I like... Oh, jeez. Now, oh, crap. Now I got to keep that one to myself. Okay, now I've put a secret code on that as well. Okay, moving on. Event Horizon. You know, that was a really good movie. I like that movie. You, I think, would not really like that movie too much.
What's it about?
You guys like to talk about paranormal events, right? So it's like haunted house stories and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
So this is a spaceship haunted in space.
I'm not really a sci-fi person, though.
You're not going to watch this movie. Okay, so maybe the sci-fi element will take you out. That's okay. The movie is extremely disturbing. And disturbing in not the sense of, oh, that's just ew. It's disturbing in that, oh, crap, I could see that happening. Holy Jesus, I gotta leave now! So you know the scene, oh, crap, what movie? House? Where the Poltergeist, where they say, get out! You know, a good creepy scene there? So Event Horizon is actually one big, long, creepy scene. Because it's haunted by demons. Mm. Actually, the main premise of the movie was they took this revolutionary-style drive engine for a spaceship, and they said, okay, test drive time! Everybody's in! Everybody's in! Bam! Disappeared. Where the hell did the ship go? Where the hell did the ship... We spent $22 billion on this ship, and it's gone? Where did it go? 10 years later, it shows up. A little far away. So they send the research team to go find out what happened. And they find out they sent it to hell! And it came back. And it
A spaceship went to hell?
Yep. The premise of the movie is awesome. The whole storyline is great. How the whole ship actually ends up going into a hell dimension and gets possessed by a demon. And now the people who land on the ship are being consumed by those possessions. It's really cool. But there's a lot of symbology and imagery that goes on in the movie that is just, damn, that's nasty. As in, if you were to think about it and really ponder what would happen if that were to really happen, you could really mess with your mind a bit. It was really good. Sam Neill, good actor. I like him. He acted well. He makes lots of movies, and he acts well. Nobody's making fun of my bad, broken English there. I'm so sad now. Moving on.
People make fun of him.
Ooh, no, don't make fun of me.
I thought you wanted people to.
No, I don't want people making fun of me. I want to make fun of them. Look at that guy with the funny hair. Holy jeez. He's walking kind of funny. What the hell did he put in his pants? I don't want to know. Moving on to another movie that I want to talk about, that I want to highlight, because I kind of like it, is a movie called American Mary.
American Mary?
And to answer that question, American Mary, yes. I like this movie. I watched it a little while. It's a Canadian movie, by the way, but it doesn't come across as a Canadian movie. It comes across as actually very slick production. See, the thing is, it's a funny thing. A lot of people, especially in Canada, we say, oh, that's a Canadian movie. It looks so Canadian. If you watch Hobo with a Shotgun, have you ever heard of Hobo with a Shotgun?
I believe you've talked about it before.
Fun movie, but definitely Canadian looking. As soon as that movie came out, I was like, this was made in Canada, wasn't it? How'd you know? Well, that kind of looks like a Canadian movie right there.
Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing to have a movie made in Canada?
Oh, there's a lot of movies made in Canada. There's Canadian production companies, and then there are American production companies. And if you look at it, I think about a quarter of the American movies get actually made in Canada. But there are some movies that, when we say made in Canada and say, oh, it's quintessential made in Canada, we're talking about a style of Canadian television and movie production that was done in the 70s and 80s, which was really kind of simple. You got a camera.
Okay.
It's on the guy. Guess what? It's a camera on a guy. Not very heavily special effects laden type stuff. But, moving on. American Mary. Good, solid, mess with your head kind of story. Is it a splatter movie? Yes, there's some splatter in this movie. Is it for everyone? No, definitely not for everyone. Do they talk about operations that are not for the squeamish of stomach? Oh, yes. Well, of course, Star Trek. And okay, Jack's talking about Canadian TV shows right now. Star Trek was basically half Canadian. Well, then he should probably look at Stargate and Stargate Atlantis and Stargate DS1. That was all Canadian. It was good shows. I liked them. They were okay. But American Mary, the reason why I'm bringing it up is on Friday, at 12 o'clock PST time, which is 3 o'clock our time in EST land, because that's where we are. We're in EST land, right?
Yes. Okay. That land rocks.
Woohoo! EST land rocks.
The correct
Woo-hoo!
Time zone.
Yes. So, at that time, 12 o'clock PST time, 3 o'clock EST time, they are having a live Twitter discussion while watching the movie. So the whole idea being is that everybody gets the movie, loads it up, starts playing at exactly that time, and then the cast and crew of the movie, done by the directors Jen and Sylvia Soska, otherwise known as the Twisted Twins. I like their terminology. Their first movie before this was called Dead Hooker in a Trunk. How can you go wrong with the name of a movie like that? Huh?
I mean, I don't even know where to begin with that.
That was the name of their first movie, Dead Hooker in a Trunk.
No, really?
Yes.
Wow.
It was
quirky. How do you beat a name like that?
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's hard to beat a name like that. And what they did... Oh, have you ever seen the movies Ginger Snaps?
No.
Really? That's the kind of movie I would have figured you'd like.
I'll have to look it up.
Ginger Snaps, you should watch them. It's a werewolf movie. It's young girls coming of age. Oh, wait, but she's really not going through puberty. She's turning into a werewolf.
Hmm.
It's a really well done story.
Check that out.
Well, the main one of the main girls in the Ginger Snap movies, she's the main actress in American Mary. But American Mary, as a basic concept for a story and everything, was that a young woman going through med school, trying to put herself through, gets totally shafted by some doctors, and I mean that in more than one way, and then goes down to the dark path of, oh my God, and it's just a wicked little trip. It's a really huge WTF moment movie throughout the whole time, and you get to meet a couple of these characters in there that are why? And the reality is there are people who would do this stuff, and it's all about body modification. And I don't know who Woogie Lips is in the chat room. Hi Woogie Lips.
Hi Woogie Lips.
Boogie Woogie Woogie. No chicken dance. No. No.
Yes! Yes! Do the chicken dance!
You can chicken dance as much as you want in 5 minutes, young lady.
No! Chicken dance now!
No! I'll let the squirrels out. I will.
Go for it!
I can't.
The squirrels and the chickens can do the chicken dance.
Do you know what the squirrels are going to do to the chickens? Do you really want me to tell you?
The chickens are going to be friends.
No, they're not.
They are so going to be friends.
The squirrels are going to take those chickens, rip them into shreds, put them on a kebab, and roast them.
No.
Yes?
They are not.
Have you seen these squirrels?
Yes, I have.
These are my squirrels. No. These are my squirrels.
And I have talked to your squirrels.
Yeah. They actually told you...
Be nice to the chickens.
No. They're not programmed that way.
I know who Boogie Lips is.
Now I know who Boogie Lips is, too. Because he told everybody.
Hi, Tiger.
Wait, I don't... Whatever. I'm not going there. But you know what? The world is going to end. It's fire.
No.
Chaos. Bloody gobbets of pistons and crap flung through the sky. Going everywhere. Causing mayhem. Frogs, lips, jumping up out of the ocean of boiling seas and pustulence, and a huge rock coming out of the sky and going and saying, bye-bye, world, bye-bye. We're going to ice cap your butt into the future and drop kick it into a puddle of something not really nice. Dude.
Well, that's not very nice.
That's what I said. A puddle of something not very nice.
I don't like that puddle.
I don't think very many people like that puddle. I'm pretty sure not very many people like that puddle. And people who do like that puddle, they got issues.
Do you like that puddle, ZZ?
Oh, hell no. That's what I throw the not food in.
Mm.
That's where it goes. But, on that note, surprisingly enough, we have actually exhausted almost... Wait a sec. Why does that say not? Can't push this. Can't bite this. Yes, I can. I'm a zombie. I can bite anything.
Biting.
That's my evil
laugh.
Have
a cookie.
Maybe.
You know you want another cookie, so have a cookie.
I'm actually going to have some cereal. Cereal,
okay,
good.
Okay, then have some cereal, and then have a cookie.
But, on that merry note, I just wanted to say, everybody in After Rotting Land, thanks for coming by and joining us again in crazy little random time. It's been a hoot, a holler, and the squirrels, they still got my nuts!
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.